Greetings, my Chinese friends.
早上好，我的朋友们，我的中国朋友们。
I know it's just a few of you here in person today, but I want to greet my other ones because I remember you.
我们是老朋友了，但是
So Ben and Han and children and the other families, we think of you often, and when you come to mind, we pray for you.
我们很感恩，很高兴再次见到你。
It's really hard not to see your smiles, even though I know you smile.
当我看不见你们的笑容的时候，我还是有点难过。
It's really difficult for me, by the way, because I'm hearing impaired. And so when people talk to me with a mask on, it's hard to understand.
但是如果我戴上口罩的话呢，那就很难讲到，所以呢，我决定把它取下来。
Now, I mentioned this last time, but the publication and the book that we use in the Philippines is now published.
我上次已经说过了，我们在菲律宾所用的那个做教导的书，现在已经出版了。
And that book is now available in hard and soft copy, and also in e-book form.
Okay, 这本书呢，现在是既有那个硬皮本的，也有软皮本的，也可以在那个Amazon 上面，可以在亚马逊上面可以买电子版的。
And by God's grace, there'll be a free app for cell phones, so it can go to closed nations and developing regions. I hope in about a week.
OK， 另外呢，感谢神呢，这个它也有一个免费的那个手机的应用软件，我们可以下载了以后可以阅读它。
So if you think of us, please pray for that free app, because the app can be passed from cell phone to cell phone.
请为这件事情祷告，因为这个免费的这个手机应用软件呢，它可以让我们把这本书从这个手机传到那个手机。
Now it may seem crazy, but We hope it's going to reach over 20 million people.
我们也许想得有点疯狂，但是我们希望能够有2000万人能读到它。
And this is the hard copy.
这个是纸的，纸版的。这是纸版的，请注意这件事。
So afterwards, if you want to come see it, you can get it on Amazon if you're in the United States or in Australia or in the UK.
在这以后，如果你想读这本书呢，你就去那个亚马逊的网站上下载它。这样的话呢，只要你是在这个没有防火墙的地方，都是可以下载自由阅读这本书的。
One of the reasons I mention that is because biblical creation makes you very sensitive to basics.
我提到这个事情呢，是因为我们这个圣经的这个教导呢，使我们对很多事情都非常的敏感。
And most of the fundamentals of the faith go back to the beginning.
我们所经历的很多事情的本质，它的基础都要溯源回溯到最初创世的时候。
I want you to consider with me where we are today in culture.
我首先要大家思想一下，在文化上，我们今天是处在一个什么样的地位
？And I'm not just talking the last 10 years. I'm talking about today.
我不是让你想过去一年，而是就是让你想今天。
So I know because of the way the Filipino friends are, that many Chinese are upset.
这个是使我们很多的这个朋友今天觉得不安。
It's the same way in the United States. I have friends that call us fearful.
我的很多美国朋友也说他们今天呢感到害怕。
And that has not happened to my knowledge before, not like it is now.
我在过去几十年里面从来没有遇见过这样的情况。
And if you don't know Jesus, there's good reason to be fearful.
如果你不知道主耶稣基督的话，真的你会有理由感到害怕。
But it's not of the current circumstances; it's the fear of death ultimately.
但是呢，我们这种恐惧的根本来源呢，其实并不是现在的事情，而是追根溯源呢，是我们对死亡的恐惧。
Now I have friends that have close friends in Hong Kong.
我有一个在香港很亲密的朋友。
They are afraid.
他们很害怕。
Some are afraid enough that they're now leaving Hong Kong and going to Taiwan.
有的人他们是这样的恐惧，以至于他们逃离香港，来到了台湾。
But there are U.S. citizens in cities.
但是有在美国也有一些城市和州。
Companies in U.S. cities that have a good reputation and had a good business.
有的公司在这些城市和州里面有很做生意做得本来很好的。
And have now left Minneapolis.
现在他们不得不逃离明尼阿波利斯这个城市，就是最近发生暴乱的那个黑人去世的城市。
They have said because of fear, we cannot deal with this anymore.
他们逃离这个城市呢，说我们逃离它是因为我们害怕，我们无法再承受这种害怕。
You see, it's not just in one place.
你看这个不是一时一地的事，而是到处都发生的。
And my Filipino friends, I speak of them so often because we love so many of them.
我和我们的菲律宾朋友经常有谈论，因为我们很爱他们。
And when they come into our quarters, if they're upset about something, it's hard to tell.
有的时候当他们来的这个来到我们这里的时候，当如果他们很害怕什么事情的时候，你很难从他们脸上看出来。
Because on the outside they look fine.
因为从表面上看他们都显得很平静，很好。
And they know when we pray for them that we ask them to come. If it's more than once, we ask them to come to our quarters because we know something's wrong.
但是呢，我们常常为他们祷告，而且请他们来到我们的总部，因为我们知道他们有一些事情是不太好的，有些事情是有担忧的。
Little children have fears just like adults.
小孩也像大人一样感到恐惧。
And so they come in.And usually they don't get past the door, they start to cry.
常常当他们来的时候，他们还没有进门的时候就开始哭泣。
And then if it's, they'll take their t-shirt and they put it over their face.
他们把他们的那个 t-shirt, 拿起来，把他们的脸放在那个 t-shirt 的后面。
Make sure there's no tears and then they put it down.
直到他们停止哭泣，他们才把 t-shirt 放下来。
And then we go a little further and they start to cry again, so they put up the t-shirt.
然后呢，我们谈论了一会儿以后呢，他们又开始哭，然后他们又把这个 T 恤放在脸上，遮盖他们的哭泣。
But you see it happens to us.
所以你看见了，正在什么事情发生到我们身上
？I have a relative. She works for CDC.
我有一个亲戚呢，他为美国的疾控中心工作。
She says, "Wear a mask."
他说你们应该戴口罩。
Don't go out.
不要出门。
Don't socialize.
不要和人交往。
And she's pretty verbal about it.
然后呢，她用很坚定的语气跟我们这样讲。
But I work with the poor.
但是呢，我sorry.
I work with the poor.
So, 但是呢，我是为那些需要帮助的人而工作的。
And I have neighbors.
我有邻居。
One neighbor works for the sheriff.
有一个邻居呢，他是给那个警长办公室工作。
In the middle of West Virginia.
在西弗吉尼亚的中部。
You can't hardly tell that there is a COVID-19 in West Virginia.
在西弗吉尼亚呢，你几乎感觉不到这个新型冠状病毒的存在。
And she said the incidents of domestic violence have gone way up.
他说在西弗吉尼亚。这个家庭的这种暴力的这个统计数据最近呢直线上升。
Do you see? It's not just us.
你看，这不仅仅是我们有麻烦。
It's not just the Chinese. It's not just the Filipinos.
不仅仅是中国人、菲律宾人有麻烦，所有的人都有麻烦。
There is in culture a rise in fear.
现在呢，我们正面临一个在文化上的恐惧，这种恐惧的文化正在上升。
It's actually biblical.
这个在圣经上是有记载的。
But for the believer,
但是对于那些信仰者而言
，there is hope.
我们有信仰，我们有盼望。
And hope is meant to live in real places like where we live.
信仰是说我们在我们所住的地方生存。
So I think most of the Chinese have a copy of these notes. If you don't, call, you can get them.
我想呢，大多数的中国人呢都有这个 copy。如果你没有呢，去拿到一份。
If you have them, it would be good if you had them in front of you because I will go through some.
如果你有这个今天的讲义呢，最好你拿着这个讲义放在你的面前，因为我要读其中的一些。
I won't read through all of them, but I will highlight them enough so if somebody doesn't have the notes, they'll still be okay.
Okay.我呢不会读所有的原文，但是呢我会提到这些经节，所以呢你事后的时候你可以去查这些经节。
Because you know the Holy Spirit knows where we are.
因为这个圣灵知道我们现在的处境是什么。
So a week ago, as I was considering coming before my friends, I knew exactly what to talk about.
一个星期以前，当我去我的去和我的朋友会见之前，我清清楚楚知道我将要说什么。
Some of you who are mature in the faith could give the same message.
你们当中的有一些人，如果你们在灵命上很成熟的话，你们也可以做同样的信息，传达同样的信息。
And so I'm not just another servant going through some basics.
所以呢，我只是另一个回顾这些基础的圣经知识的仆人。
And so what I want to do first is let my translator explain, because we'll reference the first chapter of John where the word and Jesus are made one.
Okay. 所以呢，我现在让我的这个翻译者呢，首先做一点背景介绍。今天呢，我们有一个核心概念，就是这个单词 word 道真道。在约翰福音一章一节上面讲，太初有道，这道与神同在，这道就是神。所以这个道呢，可以翻译成语言，也可以翻译成神，也可以翻译成耶稣基督，也可以翻译成耶稣基督的真道。所以今天呢，当我用到这个词 word 语言这个词的时候，我指的就是主耶稣基督，或者是主耶稣基督的真道。我们下面就在这里呢做一点做一个预先的对这个基本概念的统一。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Just in case he invited all of you for dinner, then Fei Ling will fix dinner for you.
然后呢，如果我们邀请你们所有的人来吃饭呢，我的妻子将会招待你们。
Let's look at John 3:16.
那我们看约翰福音十六章。
Probably the most well-known scripture on earth, even amongst unbelievers.
这个可能是世界上最大家最熟悉的圣经的章节了。
The first four words.
这一开始的四个单词。
Declares with clarity.
清清楚楚地说。
That God's motivation is love.
神的目的呢是爱，爱人。
Now he doesn't compromise his righteousness.
他并没有因此在他的公义上面做出妥协。
Because his love embraces that too.
因为在这里爱和公义呢是合一的。
But his motivation is love.
但是他的动机是爱。
And the reason that's so important up front is because it's repeated and repeated and repeated throughout the scriptures.
这个信息是如此的重要，以至于它一再在这个圣经里面被重复。
That's why his son was so necessary.
因此呢，这个呢，就是主耶稣基督的到来是如此的必须、必不可少。
Because something compromised that relationship.
因为他 带来了一些东西，可以调和公义和爱之间的矛盾。
And so the notes reference Genesis first and second chapter.
啊，所以呢，这个创世纪一章二章里面也提到了这一点。
You see, God did not have to create wildflowers, which my wife dearly loves, in order to make himself feel good.
你看，神呢不会去，因为是要让他自己感到高兴而去创造一些野花，这些野花我太太是很喜欢的。
If you've been to California, he did not have to create the sequoia, the giant sequoias.Nor the little bush in my backyard in order to benefit himself.
如果你去加州的话呢，你会看到很多大大小小的千奇百怪的植物。神也不是说是创造这些植物是为了取悦他自己。
Not one piece of his creation is complete without what he did on day six.
但是呢，在他创世纪的第六天，他谈论了为什么他要这样做。
When he created man,
他创造了人，在创世纪的第六天创造了人。
With his imprint,
按照他自己的形象。
Doesn't mean we're like him, except there's something about his nature that's imprinted personally and practically and in reality. You can't remove it.
我们的形象呢是按照神的形象来创造的，我们不能够把我们和神彻底分开，因此我们不能把我们和神彻底分开。
That is why the myth of everything happening by itself, why I produced that book.
这就是所有的神迹、所有的奇迹、所有的神秘知识起源的根本。为什么神要给我们圣经？
It did not take 45 million years for God to finally get it right so that Ben and his children look like human beings.
我们并不需要4500万年的进化才会使人看上去像他的孩子。
He created a habitat that before the fall was perfect.
他在寄居之地在伊甸园创造人的时候，在我们堕落之前人是完美的。
He created man upon it with perfect fellowship with his creator.
在创世之初受造的人和他的神有完美的友谊，完美的统一。
But a son was necessary because we broke the covenant.
但是呢，主耶稣基督变得必不可少，因为我们后来打破了我们与神之间的约定。
It speaks so much of our nature.
这个呢就涉及到我们的人性。
Because sin has entered the world.
因为罪，原罪进入了这个世界。
We think our way.
我们按照我们自己的想法来考虑世界。
The patterns in which we normally live,
我们日常生活的这种模式。
That we know better,
我们对我们日常生活的模式知道的更多。
And that we can do it without God,
我们认为我们可以不用神也可以存活，也可以生活。
And it's very popular.
现在这种想法变得非常的流行。
It's in all the books.
你看见各种各样的书上都在这样讲。
I can show you. I've gone through 200 of them at the 4th and 5th and 12th, 11th and 12th grade levels, and it's in all of them.
你去看那些中学里面的课本你看那些所有的课本，他们都是这样说的，你可以不用上帝而存活。
But God said it didn't happen that way.
但是神说这不是将要发生的。
And there are good scientists and specialists that say, he's right.
神说不会，这不是真的而那些真正的好的科学家，真正好的教育家，他们会告诉你神的话是对的。
But then Genesis 3 happens.
当这个创世纪第三章描述的事情发生的时候
，The perfect fellowship that could have occurred does not.
人和神本来这种完美的关系 在创世纪第三章的时候被打破了。
And two things enter the humankind.
有两件事情进入了人类的历史和生活。
God proclaims it in its end result, which is always death.
神告诉我们，我们无法逃避死亡。
And in the New Testament, it gets a little wider, so you realize that fear and death are intimately connected.
然后新约告诉我们，这个恐惧与死亡是密不可分的事。
So when I am anxious or fearful, and I have to admit, I sometimes get anxious and fearful.
我有的时候我也会感到焦虑和恐惧。我必须得承认，我确实我本人有的时候会这样。
What does that mean?
焦虑和恐惧究竟意味着什么呢？
It means that there's some residual flesh. I'm still having to deal with sin.
就说明我呢还是必须得我的肉体还是必须得无法和我的原罪分离。
The origin of fear and the origin of death comes out of that same fall. And if we are fearful, then we can say, Lord, I'm sorry.
所以呢，这个恐惧、焦虑和死亡呢，都和我们的原罪有关。如果我们感到恐惧和焦虑呢，我们必须得向神承认，对不起神，我是有罪的。
And he goes on, says he gave his son, that whoever then would believe in him has everlasting life.
然后呢，神呢就给了我们他的独生子，并且他许诺，只要是活在主耶稣基督里面的，就必有永生，不至灭亡。
So the break that occurred at the beginning is only repairable in one way.And that is to believe.
Okay. 所以呢，我们最初与神分离的这种破裂呢，只有一种方法可以修复啊，就是通过对主耶稣基督的信仰。
So the only way it can be taken care of, and fear and death can be disposed of, is to believe in Him.
所以呢，只有一种根本的方法可以处理，可以去除掉我们的这种恐惧和焦虑，那就是信靠主耶稣基督。
And isn't that true in the scripture?
这在经上是真真实实的写着的。
Over and over again,
一再一再的写着。
The apostles speak of the need.To confess our sin, because it causes that division, whatever's left of it, to show its face. And when we repent, then the slate, so to speak, our heart is clean, and we're restored.
所以每一次当我们犯罪的时候，如果我们能够忏悔，我们的忏悔就可以洁净我们的心，这样的话呢，我们就会重新回到这种平安的心状态。
The problem is that we don't apply that in our real situation, which is full of an increase in fear.
问题是说，我们知道这个原则，但是当这个恐惧增长的时候，当在现实生活中恐惧出现的时候，我们常常不能够应用这种基本的原则。不能够真正的运用这个基本的原则，这是我们的问题。
And that's why when you look at John 3:16, there's more in it than just reading one sentence.
所以呢，我们需要看这个约翰福音三章十六节，里面给了我们更多的信息。
Christ's blood was enough.
主耶稣基督的宝血就足够。
To wash us clean, even as believers, from fears that rise.
主耶稣基督的宝血就足够消除我们的这个恐惧啊，即使当这个恐惧出现的时候。
Let's go to the second scripture, John 4:6.
让我们看这个
John 4:6.
Okay. 让我们看约翰福音四章六节。
Now he uses very simple terms so that all of us, even a child, can understand.
他这个话呢非常的平易，即使小孩子也能懂得。
So he's always declared as the way, the truth, and the life.
他总是说，他在这个约翰福音四章六节里面，他说了，我是道路、生命和真理。
Now you must understand, Americans, like Chinese, we have a way that if we can obtain excellence, it's by doing something.
我们都知道，中国人和美国人一样，都认为说我们能够取得成功、取得卓越，是通过我们所行的事。
And there's a place for knowing your subject, knowing your profession, and excellence is something that is good in that regard.
有的时候确实是这样，就是说，你知道你在做什么，你懂得做什么，在你的职业方面，通过这个方法呢，我们确实实现了世俗的成功。
But there's a motivation underneath it.
但是在这之下呢，还有一个动机。
If this is your way of excellence.
如果这个是你的自己的成功。
It can have two foundations.
它可以有两个基础。
It can have a foundation like this piece of paper.
它可以有个像一张纸一样的基础。
This paper is very weak.
这个纸是很软弱的，很。
So if your way of excellence is self-derived.
如果你的成功是从你自己而来。
It's based on men's ideas.
如果是建立在人的想法之上。
Then sooner or later, this excellence will be tarnished.
因此呢，那个或迟或早的，如果你把你的成功建立在人的对人的信仰上面，那么迟早呢，你的这个成功会消失的。
And will fail.
并且失败。
If your excellence is based on this foundation,
如果你的卓越是建立在像这个台子一样坚固的一个上面
，and it's Jesus Christ, the Rock,
那就是像岩石一样的主耶稣基督的信仰。
Your excellence will stand in Him.
你的卓越将是建立在主耶稣基督的身上
，and it will not fail.
他永远不会失败
and leads to everlasting life.
并且会带你直到永生。
Excellence without Christ will eventually meet death and will fail.
没有主耶稣基督的成功，最终的尽头是死亡，并且最终的结果是失败。
How do I know?
我怎么知道这样一点呢？
Anybody know the name Dawkins?
有谁知道 Dawkins 这个人吗？
Famous atheist.
这个著名的无神论者。
He died without hope.
他死的时候毫无希望。
One of the leading advocates of evolution and naturalism.
另外一个著名的无政府主义者。
And he died without hope.
他也临死的时候也毫无盼望。
How many people do you know? Some good, some not so good.
你知道你认识多少人？有的是好人，有的是不那么好。
The rich young ruler walked away from Jesus Christ.
那些有钱有势的人，他们远离耶稣基督。
At its core, Jesus was not criticizing that.Ruler's wealth.
在圣经里面，主耶稣基督没有说是批评那些有钱人和掌权的。
Because Joseph of Arimathea asked for Jesus Christ's body, and he was rich, and he was not criticized by Jesus.
Joseph 求主的身体。他并不有钱，但是呢，他并没有被主耶稣基督所批评。 Sorry, I think I miss this part a little bit. Could you repeat that?
It's okay. Joseph of Arimathea is the one that went to Pilate, asked for Jesus' body. He was a rich man.
Joseph 呢是一个有钱人，他呢求主的身体，他是一个有钱人，但是主并没有批评他。
Okay. So if riches are based on this foundation,
如果财富是建立在像纸一样的基础上，对人世间的信仰上，
they will eventually fail.
他们最终会失败。
And the riches go to somebody else.
而且这个财富呢，最终会落到别人的手里。当你死了以后。
But if your riches are upon the love of Jesus Christ, and He's the fundamental of your life.That is much different.
但是如果你的财富，是把它建立在主耶稣基督的身上，那么就完全不一样。
It does not have to be riches. It can be our own brain excellence.
有的时候这种成功呢，也不一定就是物质上的财富，也可能是我们很聪明啊。
Do you see the way that he speaks of in John 4:6? The way is different.
所以在约翰福音四章里面他强调的是说道路，这个道路是不同的。
His intention is that we associate with him in the way.
他的目的是说，他的意思是说，我们呢要与他同行，走在同一条路上。
That's why when he utters the expression, the way, the truth, and the life, the first one is the way. It's meant to be in relationship as we walk.
所以呢，在这个道路生命真理这三件事中，第一件事他提到的就是这个道路，就是说，当我们在行走的时候，我们要与主有一种亲密的关系，要走他的方向。
The intention is not to birth us and wind us up, and we live life.Apart from him.
这个目的呢就是说要让我们按照他的方式来生活。
So where did that start?
那这个是怎么开始的呢?
Where does the idea start that we can do things apart from him as a pattern?
那么从什么时候开始起我们会远离主耶稣基督而生活呢?没有与他同行呢?
Genesis chapter 3.
是在创世纪第三章里面。
That's why Jesus had to come.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督必须再来，这样才可以把我们重新带回到这个神的道路上去。
Because fellowship with him is only restored in a walking relationship.
因为道路呢是说要恢复与神的关系，要与神同行。
And I'm here to tell you.
我今天来告诉你。
To remind you.
提醒你。
That if you learn to walk with him.
如果你学会与神同行。
It's very different than just doing religious things.
与神同行是非常与宗教行为不同的事。与宗教行为完全不同。
If we could go home, if we could go to church and go home, and it would be fine, that would be maybe good, but it's not what he says.
如果我们认为我们对主耶稣的主耶稣的信仰只是说去教会然后回家这个呢还可以，但是呢是和与神同行这个概念呢是完全不一样的。
Because our propensity to sin is just like Adam's propensity to be faithless.
这样的话呢，我们就像亚当一样的，是没有真正的信心的。
And so he describes himself first as the way. There's a way in which we live life through current fears that's different.
所以呢，他从一开始就描述了一种与神同行的路。这种与神同行呢，必须要经过主耶稣基督，必须要经过我们当前所面临的恐惧。
Now I'm a believer in one who to read the word. I read the word all the time.
我是对主耶稣基督的话坚信不疑，我是常常读他的话。
Here's my latest journal.
他是我最近还写了一个笔记。
Page after page.
一页又一页，我每天都在写。
Because I forget so easily what I've read.
因为我常常忘记我写的东西。
And it's good.
写日记、写笔记是很好的。
It means I'm in the Word.
这个就意味着我们常常在思念主耶稣基督的话。
But by itself, it's dead.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
By itself. The pure word, the black and white word by itself.
如果你只是依靠于这个话语的话，写在纸书上的字的话，这个是死的，这个不是活的。
It's meant to be part of the way, the best guide possible, but in relationship to the one who died.
光有这些话语是不够的，你还需要有与主亲密的关系。这个只是一个指南，这个只是一个方向，你需要走在这个路上，与神同行，活出他的式样来。
Do you see? He's the way.
你能不能看见他真的就是这个道路？
And that encompasses also the truth.
这个呢也是和真理相印证的。
Because the second part of that scripture is the way, the pattern, the way you walk in relationship. And the second part, he's the truth.
我们说道路是真理生命的时候，第二部分呢是讲的是真理，这是真的。
And so even the rich young ruler, which I reference in the notes, missed the point.
我们在圣经上看那些有钱有势的人常常忘掉了这一部分，忘掉了真理这一部分。
Because he said, my way of thinking, this is like I'm the rich young ruler, my way of thinking.
因为他们这些有钱有势的人常常想，说我自己的想法，我自己的对生活的理解。
This is not so good, this is better, this is best.
因为我们自己做判断，我们说有面临生活中不同的选择，这个不太好，这个要好一点，那个又要更好一点。
And if I do what is best, it will also make me wealthy.
如果我们按照自己的判断去选择最大化自己的利益，那么就会使我变得更有钱。
And if I remember in the morning to remember to love God.
如果在早上的时候我突然想起来，我要爱我的子。
And I remember at noon to treat my mom and dad correctly.
然后到中午的时候我在想我怎么对我的父母孝顺。
Because he said he told Jesus he obeyed all 10 commandments.
因为根据旧约的十诫我需要遵循这十条诫命十诫。
But he had already decided this is not good, this is best, it's a set of things, I just follow them.
因为他是靠自己的判断来说什么是最好的。我的道路应该是怎么样？
And that's why so many churches are dead.
这是为什么我们现在有很多教会逐渐的在死亡。
Because he's the way.
因为人选择了自己的道路，而不是神的。
And the truth is embodied in him.
但是真理是在主耶稣身上所体现的。
It's not a set of rules.
而不是一系列的这个律法一系列的这种规章条款。
You can get up in the morning and say, I will not fear, I will not fear, I will not fear, I will not fear COVID, I will not fear.
每天早上起来，你应该说，我不要在和神的约定上面跌倒。
If you're a businessman on the streets of Hong Kong,
如果你是在香港街头的一个生意人。
I will not fear. I will not fear. They will not take me over. They will not take away what I'm doing. They will not. I will not fear.
我要不断的警醒自己。这个魔鬼不能把我夺去。我不会在我与神的约定上跌倒失败。
Does that work?
这样就行了吗？
It doesn't work.
这个往往并不这种办法往往并不成功。
Because the origin of fear is embodied in the enemy of our souls.
因为我们的 恐惧的起源是存在于我们的原罪之中。
And Adam and Eve bought into it.
亚当和夏娃把这种原罪带入了我们的身体。
And said he must know better.
这因为亚当和夏娃想说，我们会有更好的判断。
We can be like God without him, without a relationship.
Okay. 因为他们所受的诱惑就是说，我们可以没有神，却变得像神一样，能够知道善恶。
The rich young ruler says, "Tell me what I must do to inherit eternal life if I just obey, obey, obey. If I just follow my own rules."
这个有权有势的人，他们的想法是说，常常会有这样的想法是说，我只要根据我自己的判断，我自己的想法，那么的话，你只要告诉我，要需要遵从一些什么样的律法，遵从一下什么样的原则，我就可以得到永生的生命。
You see, we miss the point so easy.
你看，我们常常就有这样的误解。这当然是。
Remember, his motivation is love.
你要知道，神他的起初的动机是爱。
And he made us to have a living relationship.
爱的本意就是说，我们和神要有一种活的关系。
So that's why he's described as the way.
所以呢，他才把这种爱描绘成一种道路。一种前进的生活的运动中的一个道路一个方向。
And the truth is found in him.
这个真理呢是被建立在主耶稣基督的身上。
And then the scripture comes alive.
只有通过这样，我们的圣经，我们的经书才会变得活起来。
It's not just a set of rules then.Then it becomes life.
而不是说这个经书不是关于一系列的这个律法和规定，你要怎么这样去做，怎么样去做？不是的，这个经书是关于你和神之间活生生的关系。
So then, when you back up and look at these two simple scriptures,
所以让我们往后退一步，再仔细想一下这两个最简单的经节。字面上最简单的。
You begin to see that there's more there than meets the eye. More there. There's more. You understand what I mean? It's an idiom. There's more than just the plain words.
Okay. 所以如果我们仔细思考这两句话呢，在这个字面意义之外还有更多。
We're meant to walk in relationship.
所以呢，就说我们要在我们生活的道路上要与神同行。
That's why the gospel's so radical.
所以这是为什么我们的福音书可以认为是一种很激进的东西。
I'm reasonably well educated, not as much as some of you, but reasonably.
我们也算是一个接受过很多教育的人，虽然不一定有你们中间的某些人书读得多，但总的说起来还是一个接受过很多高等教育的人。
And I also know some friends who are very well-to-do. They're wealthy.
我也是认识一些有权有势的朋友。
But the Bible is kind of specific. It says it's hard for the wealthy to enter the kingdom.
但是圣经上讲说富人想要进入天国是比较困难的。
And it also says that not many really smart people enter the kingdom either.
而且这个圣经上还特别指出哈。
Do you know why?
那不是很多聪明人可以进入天国，为什么呢
？It's because we're so tempted to ride upon our own abilities to do something, which is the pattern of this world.
Okay, 你知道为什么吗？那是因为我们常常是依靠自己的判断、自己的行为方式来做事，而不是依靠神。的判断来做事，这个就是这个世界今天的规范，就是今天这个世界的常态。
Remember, it's like our life with this kind of foundation.
这就是像是我们的财富建立在像一张纸一样的基础上面。
Instead of standing on something solid, which is only Jesus,
而不是说是站立在那种真正的坚固的磐石之上，而这个真正坚固的磐石只有是主耶稣基督。
And it's Jesus as the way. In other words, a real walking relationship.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢是真正的道路。这个真正道路呢，就是指的是一种活的，你正在行走的，正在发展中的一种关系。
So we cannot successfully live, at least in God's eyes, by our own excellence.
所以说，如果我们只依靠自己的卓越，在神的眼中，我们永远不可能过一种得胜的生活。
Using the world's pattern of doing things.
如果我们依靠于这个世界的方式，世界的常态来做事。
That doesn't take away from a doctor knowing what to do when he goes to cut on somebody. He still wants us to know how to do that.
I'm sorry.
Wants a surgeon to know what he's doing when he operates.
Okay. 一个动手术的医生，他需要知道，当他在动手术的时候，他需要知道他的专业知识。
He wants me as an aerospace engineer to know that the wings have to be flexible, otherwise we draw our teeth out.
如果我是一个宇航员的时候，我也得知道我自己的专业知识，这样才能保证我在太空中的安全。
But life is more than those things.
但是生活呢，并不仅仅只是这些专业知识。
If we're going to live successfully, which means fruitful in Christ,
如果我们想要过一种得胜的生活，一种丰满的生活，这个生活的意思就是说，我们要活在主耶稣基督里。
It's because of the life in our walking relationship with Him.
是因为我们的生命有一种与他同行的关系。
Then the word comes alive.
因此呢，这个圣经上的话呢，就变得活起来。
In current circumstances,
在当前的情况下
，COVID has only caused us to see how much people fear.
冠状病毒只是让我们只是暴露了我们人是为什么感到恐惧的。
The economic things that have happened that are somewhat connected with COVID have also caused people to fear.
这个因为冠状病毒带来的经济上的影响也使人们感到恐惧。
Brothers and sisters, if you have that fear, you have a need to repent.
弟兄姊妹，如果你们内心为此感到恐惧的话，我想你们应该忏悔。
Because it means that you and me are not paying attention to that living, walking relationship.
因为如果我们感到恐惧的话，那就意味着我们没有真正的定睛注目在我们与神同行又真又活的关系上。
And we cannot succeed, as those scriptures say, without that living, walking relationship.
而没有那种又真又活的与神同行的关系，根据圣经。我们是不可能过一种得胜的生活。
Now I want to draw attention to one thing. Jesus said, "I must go."
我必须提醒你们一件事。耶稣基督说，我必须要去。
In order that the Holy Spirit come.
为的是圣灵要来。
The living, breathing Spirit of Jesus Christ is that Holy Spirit.
这个主耶稣基督的光，就是圣灵。
Regardless of how you see the Holy Spirit, you want every bit of him that you can get.
不管你是怎么看待圣灵和主耶稣基督的，你总是想尽可能的得到，尽可能的靠近主耶稣基督和圣灵。
Because that is how we live in relationship.
因为那就是我们与神又真又活的亲密关系。
Now I have been in many different kinds of churches.
我去过各种各样的教会。
And many churches have begun to show more and more a pattern of this world. Obey the rules. Out of here.
Okay. 现在越来越多的教会变得越来越属世，越来越顺服这个世界，越来越按这个世界的方式行事。
Jesus was clear, even to the Jews of the day. These are the words that point to me, in other words, to him.
I'm sorry, I still...
It's okay. Jesus said in the New Testament that these words in the Gospels, he says, you believe in them, they point to me.
Okay. 而主耶稣基督清楚地说过，在圣经里面的所有的话，即使是在这个犹太的时候，犹太人的时候，所有的话都是指向他的，他自己的。
And he was emphatic. He was without any misunderstanding. He said, "I have to go." Speaking to his disciples, "I must go because if I don't." The Father will not send the Holy Spirit.
Okay. 主耶稣基督在圣经里面强调说，我必须要去。如果我不去的话，天父就不会把圣灵赐给我们。
You were meant to walk in Him by the power and the direction and the conviction of the Holy Spirit growing in your life.
他就说所以呢我们必须要活在主耶稣基督里面，要使我们的生命长新，要使我们的罪得赦免，这些我们都必须要活在主耶稣基督里面。
If there's something in any of my brothers and sisters that says, "Oh, I don't know about that," then you need to understand he's the way.
所以如果所以我们必须得提醒我们的弟兄姊妹他是这个唯一的道路。
He's the truth and the life.
他是真理和生命真理和爱。
And he paid an extremely high price to send his spirit.
是因为他付了一个最高的代价，最大的代价，他自己的生命，这样圣灵才会被送到我们中间。
So that you and I can walk, and He can rise in us and cause us to remember.
因为他付了这个代价，所以呢，我们才能与他同行。我们才能够活在他里面。
If we want to take a left, He might say, "Take a right."
有的时候我们想往左走，但是主耶稣基督教导我们往右走。
He is our confidant. Our personal contact with God.
主耶稣基督是我们和神之间的桥梁。
He is meant to walk with you.
他是中保的，他与我们同行。
When Faylin and I invite one of those young people into our quarters,
当我和我的妻子邀请一些菲律宾人去我们的机构的时候。
We already know that God's doing something.
我们已经知道神是在做工。
And we don't touch them. Usually.
我们并不触摸他们，我们就已经知道神在做工。
We don't even read them scripture.
我们甚至不用向他们读圣经。
Now we have the Bible handy, and we're there to give them a hug.
我们有圣经在手，我们也拥抱他们。
But we watch the Holy Spirit begin to break down the barrier inside that child.
Okay. 但是呢，我们可以目睹圣灵降下，取掉了我们和他们之间的这种隔阂。
He melts their fears in front of us.
这些年轻人的恐惧在我们的面前因为圣灵的浇灌而消失。
How does that happen?
这是怎么发生的呢？
Do we, can we do that?
我们能做同样的事吗？
Can just being a good father and mother, which we are to some of them, do that?
作为人的父母，我们能够就说一句话也不说，什么也不做，就让我们的孩子的这个恐惧消失吗？
No.
做不到。
It takes the Holy Spirit.
只有圣灵可以做这样的工。
Now that child could meet with the Holy Spirit themselves.
所以这个孩子他可以直接与圣灵接触。
But often they come to us because we are more mature in Christ.
他们来到我们这里呢，是因为我们在灵命上更加成熟。
And we are expectant by faith.
我们通常被认为应该是通过我们的信仰，我们应该是更成熟的。
And so that has some effect.
有的时候这是真的。
But it's because the Holy Spirit will bring a name to mind or a face over and over.
因为圣灵呢，他常常会把一些人的名字带到我们的脑筋里面，提醒我们，我们要去关爱这样的人。
Now I know the word.
我知道这个真道，知道。
I know I could read scriptures to that child.
我知道我可以给这个小孩子读圣经。
I know a hug will make a difference.
我知道拥抱可以改变一些事。
But we're talking about a deep sense of abandonment in a child. You can't fix that by reading scripture.
但是呢，在深层次上呢，仅仅给一个小孩子读圣经，并不能够解决他最深层次的一些问题。
You have to have the Spirit of Jesus in concert with the Word.
你必须得有主耶稣基督和圣灵来实现这种修补。
And God does the work.
神是神在做工，归根到底。
I can't tell you how many times it's happened to us, and we know that we're just servants.
我简直无法告诉你有多少次我们是通过神做工才实现了这种安慰人的改变人的事情。我们通过这些事情呢，我们深深的明白我们只不过是仆人而已。
You want to bring your church alive?
如果你想复兴你的教会。
Do you want to be fruitful?
如果你想生命得到充满。
In God's definition, not the pattern of this world.
如果是按照神的定义，而不是按照这个世俗的定义。
Desire that the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which is the Holy Spirit, move dramatically in your personal life.
那你就必须渴望主耶稣基督的精神，就是说圣灵来到你的这个教会，这是你唯一。
And that will cause Jesus to arise like you have never seen before.
那这样做的话呢，主耶稣基督就在我们中间复活，以一种我们从未见过的方式。
Because he's the way.
因为他就是道路。
And now the way has become alive in you by the Spirit of the living God.
这个道路呢，就在你身上活出来了。就在你身上真真实实的活出来。
And it's the only thing that brings fears to an end.
这是唯一可以终结我们恐惧的方式。
And when the heart is settled, oh my goodness, things begin to happen.
I'm sorry.
So when the heart is finally settled, then things begin to happen.
Okay. 所以当我们的心开始安歇在主耶稣基督里面的时候，这些事情就会发生，这些医治就会发生。
So if you don't believe what I'm saying, check out the scriptures in the notes.
如果你不相信我说的话呢，去读读圣经，查一查这个圣经上是怎么说的。
I'm going to give you a couple examples.
我给你几个章节，几个例子。
John 15.
约翰福音15章。
I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to tell you.
我不把它原文全部念了，我只是大概简略的说一下。
Because it won't register unless you personally do it.
因为你需要自己去一字一句的读这个原文。
Get a good translation.
你要找一个好的翻译版本。
And circle the word abiding.
并且呢，你要在这个顺服这个词下面呢，画重点。
It's Jesus speaking. So the author is good.
因为这个是主耶稣基督自己说的话，所以这个是最权威的。
It occurs 11 times.
它重复了11次。
Abiding in Christ, abiding in the Lord. The word abiding occurs 11 times. You see, he understands that without repetition, we don't get it.
顺服在他里面重复了十一次，在圣经上，顺服主，这个词重复了十一遍。
Now remember in the background, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. How do you obtain that? Abiding in Him.
顺服在他里面，重复了十一次，他表达的意思就是说，主耶稣基督是道路。
And how does he manifest his presence today in a personal life? How does he do that?
也是他今天彰显自己的方法。
It's a question. How does he do that?
今天他主耶稣基督怎么样彰显他自己呢？
He said, "If I don't go, I cannot send the Holy Spirit."
他说了多次，如果我不去的话，圣灵就不会来。
It's the Spirit of the Living God.
这个是。又真又活的神的精神。
He said, "Blessed are those who believe and don't see." And he was referring to you and me.
当他说那些没有看见就信的人有福了，他是在指我们这些人，因为我们都没有亲眼看见过主耶稣基督，当他在这个世上第一次来的时候。
Do you see his life in us?Is meant to be alive.
他主耶稣基督要在我们的身上活着。
And the word is good. I'm in it all the time. Remember, I keep journals. I think this is my 15th or 20th one.
他写了十几本这种notes. 我认为他写的时候，他想这些话都是好的。
I believe in the principles of the kingdom.I know not to go out and do things that are obviously sin. I know that.
我要按照天国的原则而活，我不会去做那些有罪的事。
But it's not enough. The lost world lives on that same pattern. Obey the rules and you do right.
Okay, 这个和这个属世的想法是一样的，就是我只要按照这种规则，按照这种规矩来活，就好了。
From the beginning,
要从开始
he designed us to have a relationship that walks with him.
从一开始他就有一个想法，就是要让我们与他同行。
The essence of sin in any of its forms is that God is not a part of that walk.
就说原罪，无论它以什么样的形式出现。无论他的具体表现形式是什么，他的根本都是说远离了神，背离了神，神不再是你的一部分。
So like you, even when we talk to these young children that come in,
就像我们，当我们和这些小孩子谈论的时候，
we're humbled.
我们应该感到谦卑。
You see, the apostle was right. If I live, I live in him.
就像圣经经上所说，如果我们活着的话，我们是就像保罗说的，如果我们活着，我们是在主耶稣基督里面活着。
Remember, we talked about the rising of fears that are present in today's culture.
我们开始的时候，我们谈到，就是说今天呢，我们有一种恐惧的文化在增长。
How do you defeat them?
我们怎么样才能打败这种恐惧的文化？
How do you do that?
怎么做?
How do you get free?
你怎么样才能被释放得自由？
How do you get fixed inside your heart?
你怎么样能才能修补你内心的恐惧？
He said, without me, you can't do anything.
主耶稣基督说，没有我，你们什么也做不了。
And so he must be present. That's why he said, unless I go, I cannot send the Holy Spirit. And what does he do? John 14-16, read it.
所以呢，他说如果我不去的话，圣灵就不会降下来。那么他怎么做的呢？我们去读约翰福音14-16。
So brothers and sisters, if I sound passionate, it's because I am.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果今天我有点激动的话，那是因为我真的有点激动。
You do not have to apologize for having a passion to have the life of Christ in you be alive and functional.
如果你因为这个神真真真实实的活在你身上而充满激情的话，你不必为此感到抱歉。
So if you have any doubts and you've relied on a pattern of this world to run your Christian life, then just do what I do. Just repent.
OK, 如果有的时候呢，你顺服这个世界，顺服这个世界的规则，而不是顺服主的道，的话呢，你可以和我一样，我们为此呢来忏悔。
We have to repent often. And if I'm 70, then somebody half my age is probably going to have to do the same thing.
如果所以呢，每次当我们顺服这个世界的时候呢，我们都应该为此忏悔。不管我是70岁呢，还是说有人只有我一半的年龄呢，我们都要为我们顺服这个世界而忏悔。
Stay engaged with the Spirit of the living God.
时时刻刻都要和又真又活的神有一个亲密的关系。
Ask the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Jesus, to fill you in any circumstance that comes to mind, any of them.
Okay, 时时刻刻都要让主耶稣基督的精神，也就是圣灵充满你自己，在任何的情况下，这个是唯一重要的。
And that is sufficient over time.To transform your life and make you more fruitful.
这个在长时段里面呢，这个就足以改变你的生命，使你变成一个不同的人。
There is no shortcut. It requires a process.
这个呢没有捷径可言，这个必须得去锻炼这个事，你必须是一个，这是一个过程，你必须得去做。
But remember, whatever pain you suffer, or whatever loss you think you suffer, it's worth it.
无论你为此付出什么样的代价或者痛苦，这都是值得的。
Because he's the way.
因为他是这个唯一的道路。
And the truth and the life.
并也是唯一的真理和真正的生命。
Amen. Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank you.
Thank you very much.